Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngibonge uJonga Kandemiri obesiphake indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lelingali tshona njani izulukandaba olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlazi ku 13 Mbimbitho 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bill lokuqala ethengiweyo lamhla ithengwe nge-$4.92. Iprize yona leyo ingakwanisa ukungabi lutho kumlimi ngenxa ye-forex retention. Esikucabangayo nalokho esikufunayo ukuthi beqale bekhulume phezu kokuthi lathi sidle isinkwa njengabalimi.
EliZimbabwe livule umkambo wokuthengisa isivuno salonyaka segwayi namhlanje eHarare. Abalimi bekhala ngentengo ephansi ethengwa ngayo.
Umumo wamagetsi awusamanga kahle. Njalo sibone lapha kuma media lapha bekhuluma ukuthi common notice ukuthi zesa khangani sebe-breakdown ngale wange power station ukuthi akusela basalungisa. Bona bathe basalungisa, don't know about treaties.
Luqhubekela phambili udubo lokusilela kwamandla kagetsi eZimbabwe yabenkampani yegetsi ezesa besithi lokhu kubangelwe ikufa kwesitishi samandla kagetsi esewange power station. Abe United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs bathi abantwana abayizigidi ezintathu lengxenye 3.5 million bahlaselwe ngumkhuhlane wokuswela ukudla okwakha umzimba i-malnutrition emazweni angezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika ukugoqela eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. EliZimbabwe livule umkambo wokuthengisa isivuno salonyaka segwayi lamhlanje eHarare. Abalimi abasemkambo wokuthengisa igwayi bathi badanile ngentengo ekhona ngoba abanye bethengise igwayi ngemali ephansi kwedola elilodwa kukilogram elilodwa lanxa bekhona abathole amadola phose amahlanu $4.92 kukilogram linye. Okunenga sikuzweni kumlondolozi Ndlovu eseHarare.
Igwayi elizathengiswa emkambo walonyaka likhangelelwe ukuba lizabe lehlili ngokulichumi ekhulwini 10% okuza kwehlisa inzuzo. Lokhu kwaziswe ngabenhlanganiso ye Tobacco Industry and Marketing Board TIMB yona eqondisa umsebenzi wokulinywa lokuthengiswa kwegwayi eZimbabwe. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso le umnumzana Patrick Davis uthi kulegwayi elilutshwane lonyaka.
Kube legwayi elilutshwane kakhulu lonyaka kulabantu abangu-115,000 xa uqhathaniswa labangu-148,000 kumnyaka odluleyo.
Abalimi abaningi bathi ukuswelakala kwezulu kubatshayelele phansi. Bathi bathemba ukuba igwayi labo lizathengiswa ngentengo ethe xaxa kodwa babathole ukuba enye imali yabo babayiphiwa ilidola leZimbabwe. Omunye walaba balimi ngumnumzana Believe Devera yena othi usebenze nzima lonyaka njalo kubuhlungu ukuba uzathola enye imali ngedola leZimbabwe.
Ibheo lokuqala ethengiwe lamhla ithengwe nge-$4.92. Iprize yona leyo ingakwanisa ukungabi lutho kumlimi ngenxa ye-forex retention. Esikucabangayo nalokho esikufunayo ukuthi beqale bekhulume phezu kokuthi lathi sidle isinkwa njengabalimi ngoba i-issue ye-forex retention iyasiaffecta kakhulu.
Omunye umlimi wasemazowe umnumzana Herbert Mashaya yena uthi uhulumende kumele abone ukuba abalimi bayaphangisa ukutholiswa imali yabo.
Abalimi laba basebenzisa ama-United States dollars ukuthi belime igwayi. Ama-fertilizer lakho konke, even izisebenzi emakhaya khona ngale lapha abalima khona.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga ovulela umkambo ngokusemthethweni uthe uhulumende uyazazi izikhalazo zabalimi.
Uhulumende ubona ukuthengiswa kwegwayi njengento elakho ukukhulisa umnotho wethu.
Umkambo uvulwe igwayi elohlonzi lithengiswa ngamadola eMelika phose afika amahlanu $4.92 kukilogram ngayinye, kodwa elingani aliphelanga kuhle belithengwa ngedola elilodwa $1.20. Isivuno salonyaka sibikwa sehlile sisuka kumathani edlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu 326,000 tons nyakenye, sisiya kumathani phose afike inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu 259,000 tons. Isilinganiso lethi sibikwa sehliswe kungananga kuhle kwezulu. EleZimbabwe yile ilizwe elikhokhelayo ekulumeni lokuthengisa igwayi ezwekazi lonke leAfrika. Igwayi ngesinye sezilimo ezitholisa eZimbabwe imali yakwamanye amazwe ngomnyaka odluleyo ka-2023 lilethele ilizwe inzuzo ephezu kwebhiliyoni elilodwa $1.2 billion ngemva kokuthengiswa kwalo ikakhulu kwele China. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Luqhubekela phambili udubo lokusilela kwamandla kagetsi elizweni. Kunje amanye amabhizimusi lamafekitali aseme ukusebenza ngenxa yodubo lolu. Inkampani epheka ugetsi eyezesa Holdings yethule umbiko lamhlanje isazisa ukuthi isikhathi sokucithwa kwamagetsi sizengezelelwa. Ezinye indawo bezivele zicithelwa amandla kagetsi okwamahola edlula ayisitshiya ngalombili 8. Izesa ithi lokhu kubangelwe ikufa kwesitishi samagetsi esewange power station. Amagetsi amaningi asevela eCarriba power station yona engenelisi ukuphehla amandla kagetsi amaningi ngoba amanzi asemalutshwana edamu leCarriba kulandela ukungani kuhle kwezulu. Linkampani yazise njalo ukuthi isitishi seCarriba siphehla amandla kagetsi angamakhulu amathathu ama-megawatts, 300 megawatts, ezinye ezincane ziphehla amachumi aphezu kwamathathu ama-megawatts, 31 megawatts. Ilizwe lidinga ama-megawatts azinkulungane ezimbili kumbe adlula lapho 2200 megawatts ngelanga. Umphathintambo wezamandla kagetsi umnumzana Edgar Moyo ubengadobhi ucingo njalo ubengakaphenduli imbuzo ayithunyelwe yiStudio 7. Kodwa izakhamizi zithi umumo wawusamanga kuhle. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uTabo kaNcube uxoxa lomnumzana Joseph Nkomazana oyinhlanganiso yezakhamizi zakobulawayo eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Amagetsi seqalisile ukuhamba, sibona amagetsi esehamba khonokana ayekwenza kudala, ahambe ekuseni abuye emini, ahambe emini abuye ebusuku. Kwesi sikhathi ahambe twice, angahambe ekuseni abuye emini aphinde ahambe futhi khonapho khonapho eziye ebuye ebusuku. Umumo wamagetsi awusamanga kahle. Njalo sibone lapha kuma-media lapha bekhuluma ukuthi kwama-notice ukuthi izesa kaya ngani sebe-breakdown ngale wange power station ukuthi akusela basalungisa. Bona bathe basalungisa, I don't know about three things, ngoba asikakudingisisi njengezakhamizi ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani.
Njengoba izulu lingananga kuhle lonyaka, libona sengathi lokho kuzakwengezelela lolu dubo na?
Anzi athi vele thina eZimbabwe lapha amagetsi siwathola eCarriba amaningi, njalo futhi amagetsi siwathola through into zamanzi. Asikavile lendlela ukuthi maybe siwa-harveste ngezinye indlela like into zabo sola, into zabo-cast-ezizo ukuthi maybe kubele ezinye indlela zokuthi siwathole ngayo. So lokho sibambelele khona phana emanzini, siphinde sibambelele emalahleni. Emalahleni yanti yikho lapho esiwathola khona ewange, lapho esithi khona kule problem. Kuzaba nzima sifike ukuthi abantu sithole amagesi aqondileyo ngomumo okhona kathesi, ngoba amanzi awakho. EKaripa sithwa amanzi alo lapho lokhu esiphuma khona amagetsi amaningi. Iwange ngale ema-breakdowns ahlala esiba khona up and down o-unit 7, unit 8, unit 6, labona bahlala nje be-repair suku zonke. So asikwazi ukuthi kuzathiwani nxa kunje.
Manje uhulumende lingamkhuthaza ukuthi enzeni nxa kumi kanje?
Owathesi ngaphandle kokuthi vele bazame ukuvuselela, ngoba lapha ukuthi siyenze sisasikhuluma ngama short term project, short term planning, ngoba singakhuluma nge long term planning ukuthi siharvest amagetsi ngezinye indlela. Kuza thatha isikhathi sesikhangela ukuthi kabaqinise khona ngale ze-side power station e-1 iyo ngani ingaphathi singancedisana le-Caribbean nala amanzi akhona ukuthi kusebenze. Njalo kule issue yamanye ama-power stations amancane usanyati labo lapha siyakwazile ukuthi sisebenzise amagetsi lokhu sisebenzise amalahle, kodwa bekungaphathisa bekungaba ngcono ukuthi naba ama-power station la bavuselela lanxa sikwazi ukuthi kumele kukhangele amagetsi la.
Umnumzana Joseph Nkomazana, ukunhlanganiso yezakhamizi zakwaBulawayo yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubeqoqa ecingweni leStudio 7 ekhona le kwaBulawayo. Ihofisi yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba ibona ngenhlelo zokuphathisa abalambayo e-United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs ithi indlala yalonyaka izabangela ukuthi abantwana bedlula izigidi ezintathu 3.5 million eZimbabwe la kwamanye amazwe asezansi ezwekazi le-Afrika bahlaselwe imikhuhlane edalwa ukuswela ukudla ukwakha umzimba, i-malnutrition. Lihofisi ithi amanye amazwe yabhekane lodubo lolu abalisa ele-Angola, DRC, Malawi, Namibia, Mozambique, Madagascar, Zambia, Eswatini, laseLesotho. Ithi njalo abantwana abafika phose isigidi 900,000 emazweni la bazadinga ukwelatshwa imkhuhlane ebangelwayo kuswela ukudla, i-severe malnutrition, kanti abaningi babo balakho ukwekela isikolo ngenxa yendlala. I-United Nations ithi abantu bahlaselwe indlala ezansi e-Afrika yonke okugoqela iZimbabwe lonyaka bayizigidi phose ezingamachumi amabili 18 million. EZimbabwe kuphela uhulumende uthi abantu abalambayo bayizigidi phose ezintathu 2.7 million, kodwa inhlanganiso ye-Food and Agriculture Organization ithi inani leli selikhwelile laya kuzigidi ezintathu ezilengxenye 3.5 million. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele isikhulumeli senhlanganiso esebenza labantwana labesifazana e-Gender Networks kuhlangothi lwe-South Western Region, umnumzana Methembe Songo.
Ama-effects e-climate change ayabonakala kakhulu emazweni lawa aseMzantsi Afrika. So thina njengenhlanganiso ye-South Western Region Gender Network esizama ukuthi sikwenze ukusebenza lama-local authority, isebenza nabakhokheli ukubuilda i-resilience yama-community effects of climate change. Njalo siyananzelela khonapho msakazi ukuthi abantwana baba-affected or ba-vulnerable kakhulu, ngoba nxa kushosa ukudla vele indaba ye-malnutrition leyo izaba khona.
Kuyini elikwenzayo lani khonapho nxa likhuluma lapho abakahulumende lama-local authorities?
Thina njengama-non-governmental organization, umlando wethu is to complement ama-government efforts. So siyananzelela ukuthi i-government kukhona engabikwenza lathi isirizosizo siwatholayo amalutshwane then complement and support. Siyabona ukuthi kukhona inhlelo ezifana labo-BIM, but nxa sesiye endaweni ye-malnutrition I think sekudinga ukusebenzisana ndawonye khangela ama-United Nations, ama-agensi amaningi o-UNICEF nabobani kubanjiswane, ngoba indaba le yindaba enkulu enga-affecta, ngoba kungaqala kuyindaba ye-malnutrition but xa bengasaya esikolo sokubuya ezinye izinto eziba-affectayo njalo esifana nokuthi sibona ama-rights of ama-abuse of children, rights of teenage pregnancy, izinto eziningi-ningi. So ludaba silo kumele iluthathe ngokuqakatheka njengesinje. Kube lama-resources from the finance fiscal ngale azasaporta inhlelo lezi zokuthi abantwana bathole ukudla babe-supported endaleni enkulu, ngoba they are very vulnerable ikakhulu sikhangela indawo yeZimbabwe.
Umongameli Mnangagwa, siyabona ukuthi akakahleli isimo sendlala esikhona njengesimo esiphuthumayo esidinga ukuthi iZimbabwe iphathiswe ngokudla ngamanye amazwe okuyinto esolwa ngabantu abanengi. Ungathini wena ngalokho?
Siyakunanzelela sibili, kodwa ngokunanzelela kwami ngibona ngani babhizi kuma-district lapha nakuma-provincial level kwenza i-assessment. Bona ngani ukudeclare kwakhe i-national disaster kufuqwa yikuthi is evidence-based. Kambe kuma-communities siyabona i-impact yakhona yendlala bena-ke se-declare. So kodwa ngibona ngani ngivumela labaningi ukuthi kungani sidinga ukuthi ingane kuyaphanisha i-process yakhona so that ezinhlanganiso zingenele zincedisane nohulumende wethu nama-local authority.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Methembe Songo, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-Gender Networks kuhlangothi lwe-Southwestern Region. Ubekhuluma ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7. Kwezemelika, amabandla amakhulu kwelemelika athi elama Republicans lelama Democrats asegcizelele ukuba umnumzana Donald Trump owebandla lama Republicans nguye ozancintisana nalo umongameli Joe Biden kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe. UTrump wathola amavoti athiwa ngama-delegates adlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1215 ayiwo afunakala ukuthi abe nguye omela ibandla lama-Republicans. Kodwa ucwaningo lusanda qutshwa lutshengisa ukuba uTrump usesemuva kancane kulo Biden ngesilinganiso esincane kakhulu. Ababili laba bake bancintisana ngesikhathi uTrump engumongameli. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba siqoqele olandela izombusazwe welemelika umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Kunabantu ngiyacabanga ngakuma Republican okokuqala nje akade bengakholelwa ukuthi uDonald Trump angahle aphumelele ukuba yicandidate kulaba kade ncintisana nabo. Ngokuthi manje usephumelele sekucacile ukuthi nguye ozomela ama Republican. Kuneyinye ingxenye ye population support ama Republican engahambisani nobulunga be-candidates buka-Donald Trump. Kungenzeka ukuthi lokho nakho kube nomthelela omkhulu kakhulu ukuthi sibone uBiden inamba sezingathi sezifuna ukumfeka. Ney'nkulumo nje ayikhulumayo uDonald Trump akasiyena umuntu okuthiwa uthukuza induku emqubeni. Uvele akhulume konke nje okusenhlizweni yakhe njalo njengomuntu ozobe esethatha ihlandla lesibili. Bakubonile ama-Americans ngaphambili ukuthi akukhulumayo uyakwenza. Ngaleso sizathu-ke kungenzeka-ke ukuthi sekunabantu-ke abangabe bezama ukuthi bakuxwaye ukungena kukaDonald Trump ngoba besabela ukuthi akutshoyo uzofika akwenze nxa esebuza. Lapha ezweni amazwe wonke babuGandhi kuba nabantu ababili. Kuba khona abangelandaba abathanda ukuvuleka kwelizwe kuhlangana nezinye izizwe. Kube khona abantu abangakuthandiyo lokho abafuna ukuthi engabi lobudlelwano nabanye abantu.
Kodwa nxa sikhangele siyabona ukubana umongameli Joe Biden yena ubelokhu engakhankasi ngendlela okukhankasa ngayo umnumzana Donald Trump. Kungakungesinye na isizathu esibangela ukubana engani sethenjiswa ngabantu ukuthi bazamvotela?
Yebo, kambe singakusho nakho lokhu ukuthi kungabe kungesinye sezizathu ngoba phela njengomuntu yena ovele obusayo okuningi okwakhe abantu bayakubona bakubhekile ngoba nguyena obusayo manje. Okunye akudingekile ukuthi aze akumemeze abantu bazibonela ngamehlo abo. Ama-Democrat kunenye into abangabe befuna ukuthi bayibambe ngokukhulu ukucophele ngoba umuntu omdala njengobani sehamba esiba nezihibe bengabe bengafuni ukuthi bamfake kakhulu emphakathini.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo olandela izombusazwe welemelika ubexoxa icingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. abakhubazekileyo bancoma ukubunjwa kwehlangothi olukhangelane lenswelo zabo olweParliamentary Disability Caucus abathi lukhangelelwe ukubasungula kokunengi ababhekane lakho elizweni. Okunengi asikuzweni kuLucy Selemani Yasini eseHarare.
Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera okunhlanganiso yeCenter for Disability Rights ngomunye wabathakazelela ukusungulwa kohlangothi lolu obesekuleminyaka eminingi lungacaci.
I-Disability Caucus sikhangelela ukuthi bazaba yibo ama-members of parliament abazakhuluma ngendaba ye-disability kumbe abazaba ngama-champions undaba ze-disability nxa sezikhulunywa kuphalamende.
Uthi ulethemba lokuthi uhlangothi lolu lwedala lephalamende luzalalela izikhalazo zabakhubazekileyo.
Into esingathi sithaba ngayo ku-Disability Caucus lay ngeyokuthi ihlangane ama-MPs abale-disability lama-MPs abangelayo i-disability. Bonke bahlanganiswa kumbe babuthaniswa ngenjongo eyokuthi indaba ze-disability zikhulunywe, zidibhethwe kuphalamende njalo kube lokungaphuma ephalamende.
Omunye njalo okhubazekileyo osakhulayo uNyasha Chichi Mawende okunhlanganiso ye-Disability Voices in Zimbabwe uthi ukubunjwa kwaleli qembu kuyisibonelo sokuba sebelalelwa abakhubazekileyo.
It is going to help us to push.
Kuzosisiza ukuthi sikhankasele ukuba khona kwe-disability quota ngoba siyayifuna leyo quota ephalamende. Ngakho siyajabula ukuthi indaba zokukhubazeka zizolalelwa ngenxa ye-disability caucus yabakhubazekileyo.
Uyakuthakazelela lokhu umnumzana Bekezela Mpala laye okunhlanganiso ye-Disability Voices in Zimbabwe.
Sithabile kakhulu. Kuyatshengisela ukuthi abantu abalakadisability ama-request ethu azakhanyelwa kuphalamende kube lama-solutions.
Amalunga akuhlangothi lolu athi kunengi abazakwenzela abakhubazekileyo. Omunye wabakuhlangothi lolu ngumnumzana Ishmael Jowu.
Ku-9th Parliament i-caucus le ibincediswa ngama-private players ama-donors labanye kodwa kathesi iParliament yiyo sithithi umlando wokuthi ifake u-committee clerk ibhadale i-staff njalo ibe ibona ukuthi i-disability caucus le izabe isebenza njani.
Unkosikazi Beata Nyampinga Garimatsenga ukhethwe ukuba ngumgcinisihlalo wohlangothi lolu la malunga athoba minwembili esekelwa ngumhlonitshwa uJuliana Makhuvire kuthi umhlonitshwa umnumzana Daniel Mulukele ukhethwe ukuba ngunobhala walo esekelwa ngumhlonitshwa uSenator Anashiri kuthi umhlonitshwa uSenator Muhadi ekhethwe ukuba ngumgcinisikhwama. Abahlonitshwayo abagoqela uSenator Ishmael Joe, Bridget Nyandoro, loRose Mpofu bona bakhethwe ukuba ngamalunga ohlangothi lolu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguLucy Selemani Yasini.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba, lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Okwamanje sengidedela imuva ngilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7, hayi siyabonga ngokuthi lisethulele izindaba ezimnandi ngesimo sasekhaya. Hayi lapha nekhaya kunzima lapha. Ene njengamathebeleland iyenziwa ngamasibomo ugovernment wezana PF uyenze ukuthi mathebeleland ibe second class ukuthi vele iyona vele akanandaba nayo. Maungabeka emathebeleland since from 1908 mathebeleland yagcina kusetshenzelwa ngoSmith. Since wangena izana PF ikhinto eyodwa iyasetshenziswa ezana PF kodwa namhlanje iyona izana PF sifuna ukubamba abantu bebadebelele ndenkunzi futhi ithi kufanele bebadale imigodi abazigebhele yona ibenzeleni yona ibenzeleni yona izano ingahlukumeza abantu ngalendlela.
Yes, bingelele enkundleni ithi litshona njani basakazi. Kalibani Phugeni ngimzile ekhuluma lezenzele Ndebele. Mina ngimzwanga lokuthi bezama ukuthini lokuthi bekhuluma ngani. Hayi angizwanga ngitshola kancane. Ipolitics yabo Karl van Pugen labo Chabang ayilancelo. UChabang wakhipha abantu abafakwe ngabantu abafakwe nguzo kodwa wahamba yena wazifaka ephalamende uchoni khona lokhuyana. Kuyacaca nje ukuthi khona oKarl van Pugen labana labo Chabang ngabantu nje labo abalambileyo abazama nje ukuthi labo bebe lemkhaba. Hayi akulanto abakhuluma ngayo labo abantu. Angimzwanga ngitshola kancane ukuthi besithi kodwa loni lizwe balithengisile impela balithengisile uKarl van Pugen labo Chabang labangani bakombuso laba hayi balithekisa.
Sanibonani, sanibonani Studio 7, igama uVusumuzi kaRhadebe uBhongane uMthimkhulu. Into ezikhona ngegovernment yakithi, le government yakithi umhobholo ilomona ilomoya omubi kasathane straight government yezana. Ayifuni umuntu aphumelele ezenzela into yakhe. Uma ugeba umgodi kuthiwa uyabhadala umgodi, faka amasola uma uyobhadala amasola into yakho ozenzela yona. Hayi bantu begovernment yekelani umona umona umhobholo government yezana.
Studio 7 itshona njani babukande labalaleli bonge. Hayi bengicela ukuphendula lapho babothi yena amaZimbabwe kabambani ikhupha izano kodwa ngikhumbula kahle ukuthi ubaba uNkomo wazama ukusibambanisa namanje still akuzange kwaba lo president womunye umhlobo ngasoshona until namhlanje. Manje kubambana kwakhona kukuphi khona lapho ku-unit le yasayinwayo ngoba nje kubusa umhlobo oyi-1 noma kungaze kube nindanini 43 years kubusa umhlobo wodwa kungangeni umhlobo omunye. Manje kubambana kwakhona kukuphi khonokho kwehlula ubaba Nkomo Joshua Nkomo akayekela abantu benze into abayifunayo abanye abafuna labo ukuba bodwa ngemhlobo yabo abaphume bebodwa. Bonge babukhandi bonge khonapho.
Studio 7 linjani basakazi abahle linjani lonke basakazi. Hayi sibonge indaba lezi esinikeza zona igama uyinkosi namandla Chuma. Hayi becela igovernment ngele bakuthi esigabeni se-insiza indlayo elapha inzima kakhulu bezithembisa imbuzi manje nazo lezilwane zeganga ezimpisi ziyaqeda izifuyo ziyaqeda izifuyo zibamba siku zonke ziyangena ezibayeni zidla izifuyo zethu bakithi. Hayi siyacela igovernment ingene lisize ngokudla esigabeni se-insiza.
Lawo-ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu angelani lokwenza le Studio 7 elisithumele kunombolo zethu ze-WhatsApp ezithi +12024650318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu nge-WhatsApp, thumelani isicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi +12024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu nxa lifuna ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu +12024650318. Kuhlelo Live Talk lamhlanje lapho sixoxa khona ngendaba zabahlala emazweni achiyeneyo bengabe Zimbabwe, sixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esikhangela zona ukuthi kuyini ezingaphathisa ngakho ekuguquleni umumo wezombusazwe elizweni labo lomdabu. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. EleZimbabwe livule umkambo wokuthengisa isivuno salonyaka segwayi, abalimi bekhala ngentengo ephansi. Luqhubekela phambili udubo lokusilela kwamandla kagetsi elizweni. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, igama nguChris Gande, asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.